Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So I guess for those who are of us who aren't completely financially minded, a bit like myself, what does a tariff do exactly?
Well, a tariff, quite simply, is a tax. So the tariffs in question here, a 25% tariff on imported steel, means that on entry to the United States, steel from another country has a duty or a tax levied on it, so it's going to be 25% more expensive. So that's how tariffs work. They try to make a good more expensive than the locally produced product, and of course consumers of any product like to go for the cheaper product, and hence they will shy away from purchasing the imported product.
So American-made will become probably the frontliner then. So I guess that kind of answers my next question, is why did Trump impose a tariff on every country of steel and aluminium in the first place?
Well, steel is seen to be such a critical industry in manufacturing, and President Trump, long before he became president, as candidate Trump, and even before then, has a history of talking protectionist rhetoric. And in fact, in his inaugural speech, he mentioned the word protection for the American economy. So that's been his platform. There's been a long running debate that literally goes back centuries about the case for protection versus free trade. So free trade's the opposite, of course. If you don't levy tariffs or other impediments to trade, then the trade is relatively free. And President Trump is a protectionist, which is what's caused so much anxiety, because the world does not benefit from protectionism. If every country decides to put up the price of all imported goods and services, then obviously it's going to crunch international trade. And history provides some salient lessons about the dangers of that. In particular, the 1930s was probably the big daddy of them all in terms of protectionism, when the Americans there started it with very high tariffs on imported goods into the United States, and other countries followed suit, and international trade collapsed, and the world economy stayed in depression for much of the 1930s. So the lessons are there from history, and I think that's why there's been so much of a reaction to this measure that President Trump has implemented.
Definitely, from that historical lesson, that reaction is definitely fair enough. Why were the neighbours of the US exempt, Canada and Mexico?
Well, good question. History also provides another more positive lesson, and that was what happened in 2002-2003, when the last Republican president, it seems Republican presidents like to favour the local steel industry, but when President Bush, George W. Bush, was president, he imposed up to 30% tariff, a slightly higher tariff on steel, imported steel. In the end, the World Trade Organization, which is the body responsible for arbitrating on international disputes about trade, and just another bit of history, that was set up as a consequence of the disastrous 1930s to set up a supranational body like the IMF and the World Bank, and its role is to ensure that countries play by the rules. And the last time a U.S. president did pretty much what President Trump's just done, the World Trade Organization ruled against the United States and they withdrew the tariff. But at that time, Canada and Mexico were the only countries exempt because they were party to the North American Free Trade Agreement. And I think the fact that that's under negotiation, renegotiation presently, the United States, Canada and Mexico are renegotiating that trade agreement, because President Trump is on record repeatedly saying that it's a terrible deal for the United States, that's a factor in their current exemption as their membership of the NAFTA was a factor with President Bush. Why we have been exempted, we should recall that we also have a free trade agreement with the United States, which hasn't been in place for that long. But That's actually reduced tariffs on a whole range of goods and services. And the fact that we have a trade surplus, or the United States has a trade surplus with Australia, was a key factor in their decision to exempt us as well as Canada and Mexico.
Right. Well, that exemption was made only quite recently. If that was never the case, how would have this tariff affected Australia?
Well, to be honest, it would have affected a couple of companies, Blue Steel and Rio, Rio for aluminium, Blue Steel for steel. But in the scheme of things, Australia's exports of steel and aluminium to the United States are not part of our major exports to the United States. In fact, they're not even in the top 10 in terms of value. You add them up combined, you're looking at, $340 million in total exports, which in the scheme of exports is not great. For instance, we export over $1 billion worth of beef to the United States and other agricultural products. We export more gold to the United States, as it turns out, than iron or aluminium. So, from a economy-wide or macroeconomic perspective, the tariffs wouldn't have had a big effect on the total economy. It would have affected those particular firms that had to wear the tariffs, and of course it would have affected the workers in those companies because they probably couldn't sell as much.
Right. So I guess apart from the free trade agreement, why else would have Australia have been made exempt from the tariff over the weekend?
Because of the surplus that the United States runs with Australia, they have this thing about achieving surpluses. So if you look at the bilateral trade relationship, the United States sells more to us than we buy from them, so they have a surplus with us.
Right.
And that's pretty rare because it's usually the other way around. It's certainly the case US-China, that the US buys a lot more from China than China buys from the United States, so they have a trade deficit, and the same with the US and Japan. The US has a big trade deficit with Japan. So they're sort of a little bit obsessed with the trade balance as a factor in influencing, who they favour and who they don't.
I guess a good question to end on would be, how do you see this this tariff kind of impacting the global economy over the next couple of months or even, say, years?
It's a question of whether it escalates.
Yeah.
I mean, there are tariffs on all sorts of goods and services. Australia's generally a fairly low tariff country, but there's already tariffs on two-way trade between the United States and Europe and between the United States and these other countries. So the world trading system is not free by any means. There are these tariffs in place. It's really a question of how countries react to this and whether it's likely that they will take it to the World Trade Organization. And if history repeats itself, a la 2003, the World Trade Organization ruling against the US imposition of tariffs, then there shouldn't be great problems going forward.
Oh, okay, well, that sounds kind of hopeful. It's a good note to leave on. Thank you so much, Professor.
Okay, thank you.